Item 10, public hearing pertaining to sharks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
This is a public hearing. It's to consider proposed amendments to modify the limited entry criteria for the spiny dogfish commercial fishery, as well as to consider a 10% increase to the current trip limit. The limited entry permit was established by the commission in October of 2009. There were 101 individuals who originally qualified, and this criteria was developed by a special subcommittee, an industry subcommittee that was reporting back to our FinFish Management Advisory Committee, or FMAC. Even after the limited entry permit was created, there was still concern by some that there were issues with overcapacity in the fishery. And as soon as December of 2009, at industry's request, the commission again took action, and this time it was to prohibit the transfers of these permits. The rationale being that some of the 101 individuals who qualified weren't active in the fishery, but it could possibly become active permits once these permits were allowed to be sold and transferred. Motivated by that same concern, again, at industry's request, the commission took action in April of 2010, this time to prohibit the use of agents in the fishery. And also at that time, there was an exception for hardship cases for transfers to be allowed in the fishery. In the following year, of June of 2011, commission again took action, this time by establishing a control date of April 30th, 2011, to provide an option for future management decisions to consider limiting entry in the fishery. The recent revival of this discussion began at a FinFish Management Advisory Committee meeting last year. September of last year, an individual came before FMAC and explained that he wished to get into the spiny dogfish fishery. He had another person that had a limited entry permit that was willing to sell it to him if transfers were allowed in the fishery. FMAC is fully aware of the concerns with overcapacity in the fishery, and there was consensus among members that before transfers could be considered, the number of individuals who qualify for the permit would need to be reevaluated. Currently, as I mentioned, there are 107 permittees. We are at a 3.7 million pound quota. The quota has been going up in recent years, and as you'll see, it's going to go up again for the 2013-2014 season. As I mentioned, there's a 3,000-pound trip limit. All spiny dogfish that are landed in Virginia need to be sold to a federally permitted dealer, and this allows us to monitor the quota. Thank you. And as I mentioned, the only transfers that are allowed in this fishery right now are for hardship exceptions. In February and March of this year, FMAC looked at several options to further limit entry in this fishery. That included considering the control date that was established in 2011. They also looked at having some certain amount of pounds that needed to be landed since the permit was created. Specifically, they were looking at least a 10,000-pound harvest or 10,000 pounds of landings in the three seasons that the permit has been around. And they also just looked at activity over the past three seasons that the fishery has been operating in this limited entry capacity. Although there was some discussion at FMAC that to truly address overcapacity, the number of permittees may need to be down as few as 40 individuals. At this time, the committee only made a recommendation to the commission to remove individuals who didn't have any activity in the past two fishing seasons. So what you see here is the second bulleted option. There were 22 individuals who had no activity since the permit was created, and an additional 8 that only had activity in the first season. So an additional 8 that didn't have any activity in the past 2 fishing seasons. That would decrease the number of permits from 107 that are currently eligible down to 77. And there's a FSMAC recommendation. Again, keeping in mind that they do realize that this may need to be revisited again in the future. The other issue before you is consideration for a proposed amendment to the regulation for adjusting the trip limits. The 2013-2014 quota will be just over 4.4 million pounds. That's a 17% increase from the current fishing quota for the 2012-2013 season. With that increase, National Marine Fisheries Service has approved for a trip limit of 4,000 pounds in federal waters. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the Mid-Atlantic Council have approved that states are allowed to increase their trip limit up to 4,000 pounds. But FMAC's discussion on this, there weren't many in favor of going up to 4,000 pounds, but there was a lengthy discussion, particularly regarding how the catch is transported to dealers, and that they said that differs by harvester and particularly by areas, the difference between, say, Virginia Beach and the Eastern Shore. There's quite a number of individuals that convey these fish in barrels to the fish houses, and it was noted that the barrels that are often used, about 15 full barrels equals approximately 3,000 pounds. The thought by some members on FMAC was that if there was a 10% tolerance to the 3,000-pound trip limit, that would give some leeway to these individuals that are using the barrels. The recommendation, and this is a recommendation that's supported by staff, instead of attempting to define a barrel size or develop a regulation based on a 10% tolerance, is to simply increase the trip limit by 10% from its current trip limit. So that would be a 3,300-pound trip limit. This proposal has been advertised in accordance with the Code of Virginia for a public hearing. Staff has received 3 public comments to date. 2 of them you have before you in your packet, and 1 I will be handing out on blue paper that staff received yesterday evening. And I will also be handing out on blue paper a new draft regulation where we had a typo. Two of the 3 written public comments, and the ones that you have before you in your packet, come from a husband and wife who both currently qualify for the limited entry permit but are concerned that they won't with this new criteria that's being considered. They called this morning and said they wouldn't be able to attend the public hearing and asked that I speak on their behalf. Their main concern is that this is just going to further limit the options of full-time commercial watermen. The price per pound for spiny dogfish at times goes as low as 15 cents per pound. And in recent years, they've simply found it more lucrative to be oystering. However, they don't wish to be cut out of this fishery, and that's the 2 letters that you see before you in your packet. The 3rd written public comment, to be quite honest with you, I was still digesting right before I came up. It's a 6-page public comment by Mr. John Forrest. And you'll see that a large portion of his written public comment is regarding a buyback program for these licenses that would be hosted by VMRC staff. But the buyback program isn't to allow, say, a permit transfer from one individual to another. It's simply to purchase these permits and then have them retired. And he would open that up to any individual, whether they be an environmentalist worried about conservation issues or a harvester or buyer who simply wanted less individuals in the fishery. Mr. Forrest also makes comments that he had concern that staff was suggesting a two-tiered permitting system for this fishery, similar to what we have in the gillnet fishery, which would be a Class A and Class B. I think that's just a misunderstanding. There is no recommendation or suggestion, even in FMAC discussions, at this point to go towards something like that.
Anything else, Joe? Any questions of Joe on the proposed regulation? Mr. Tankett.
I see what you're saying with the 15 barrels, 3,000 pounds, but do you think they'll just have 16 barrels, and we'll be coming back to the same point again, going, hey, well, it's
right,
16
well,
barrels, we like that.
I do see what you're saying. Yeah, and that would be the concern with a 10% tolerance is, are they always just going to be moving towards that higher limit?
Well, if they're efficient fishermen, they will, I suggest.
I think this is an interesting fishery in that there's very specific processing, involved in this. And so there's only certain dealers that participate. It all goes to the same processing houses. And that is more or less based on the current trip limits. And I think that although the harvest may be looking for some tolerance, this is ultimately going into packaging into the, I think the dealers are keeping them focused on a 3,000-pound limit.
Follow-up question. So what you're saying is the dealers don't want any more than 3,000 pounds, generally speaking, per fisherman per day.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mr. Fox.
From a law enforcement standpoint, how do you determine whether the boat has more than 3,000 pounds? Do you have to pick them up and weigh them? Or?
That's right. And as is the case with many of our quota-monitored species, these fish are required to be sold to dealers that have certified scales.
Well, then, at that stage, you can tell.
That's right.
But when you're out there on the water, you can't tell. I'm sure that the waterman can estimate, probably pretty fairly accurate at estimating, but a law enforcement person can't determine how many pounds he's got, I wouldn't think.
Not until he gets to the dock.
On board, right. That's
when he gets to the dock.
And that's where it would be done.
But by then, the fish are dead. So, if he's over, you can't do anything but give him a ticket. That's it.
That's pretty much the procedure.
You can't throw the fish back.
Yeah. Mr. Palmer?
Carter, the good thing about the 15 barrels is you're not going to go over 3,300 pounds. And even if somebody was to make it a 16th barrel, you're still going to hold under 3,300. But
okay.
I spoke to Chief Lauderman about it, and he said, you got 15 barrels of fish on the boat, and Marine Patrol officer comes up, he looks, he counts the 15, he says, you're good. It doesn't matter if he's at the dock or not, and that's what we try to do is try to simplify it for everybody.
Okay.
The fisherman doesn't have to worry if he's got 15 barrels. He knows that even if it's a rough day and the fish pack down hard, he's still going to have less than 3,300 pounds. And, he knows that he's good, and law enforcement knows that they're good, because you can't always have a certified scale mm-hmm. wherever you are,
sure.
whether you're picking the fish up or dropping them off or whatever.
Okay. As long as the barrels are roughly the same size.
Yeah, they're all supposed to be the 32-gallon barrels.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Joe. This is a public hearing. Are there those that wish to speak on this matter? Mr. Bowden.
Hello, Ernie.
Welcome. Ernest Bowden, Nation Shore Waterman Association. All I want to do is really emphasize why we are asking for the 10% tolerance was my idea, and we changed it to 300 pounds. There's been a problem with, as Mr. Palmer alluded to, when you fill barrels up, if you do it real fast, you're catching a lot of fish, you may have less than 200 pounds. But if it's a rough day and it's slow, you may have more than 200 pounds. And this was a way, we didn't want to go to 4,000 pounds, which we can do at any time we would want to, because the market can't stand it. We went from 23 cents last year to 15 cents this year. And, of course, fuel and everything's got a lot higher. And we had to take a lot of days off because they just couldn't process them. They're all going to Europe, and the European economy is even worse than ours. Basically, that's all we wanted to do was give the people a chance. And there is going to be people who's going to push the 3,300 pound, like Mr. Tankard said. And that's a chance they're going to take. You know, this was a way to eliminate uncertainty with the barrels. And if somebody wants to bring in 16 instead of 15 and he gets a ticket, oh, well. I mean, you know, there's nothing we can say. We're really shooting for 3,000 pounds. And I think the buyers are still shooting for 3,000 pounds. We just want the tolerance built into it for the days that stuff does settle. We don't want somebody getting, for example, a $500 fine for $15 worth of fish. And it's possible. So that's basically the reason we were asking for the tolerance.
So the key is stick to that 15 barrels. You know you're safe.
A barrel holds roughly 200 pounds, and it's really a trash can. The real heavy-duty Rubbermaid trash cans and stuff. I don't put mine in barrels. I put them in cartons, but they hold 100 pounds, which I know what they hold also. But, you know, most people use barrels. I'll say 90% or more use barrels. So this will take care of all the problem, I believe. And if they choose to push the limit, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a pretty fair way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Joe, any final comments?
Just staff's recommendation. Staff recommends amending the regulation to accept FMAC's recommendations to further reduce the number of eligible permittees to only those who have documented at least 1 pound of spiny dogfish harvest from May 1, 2010 through April 30, 2012. And that would be the last two fishing seasons. Those proposed amendments can be found on pages 8 and 9 of your draft regulation. And staff also recommends adopting the amendment found on page 7 to set the 2013-2014 quota at 4,408,894 pounds and to set the daily trip limit at 3,300 pounds.
Thank you. Any final comments, Mr. Palmer?
I move to accept staff recommendations.
We have a motion to accept the amendments to Regulation 490. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries, and the amendments are approved. Thank you.